This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now on the line is Denise from Al-Anon Family Groups. Denise, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a great show. I've enjoyed listening to it.
Yes, well, we're very happy to have you here today. Denise, let's first start with your name. You specifically requested that we only use your first name. Can you speak to the importance of being anonymous in Al-Anon?
Yes, Al-Anon and AA are both anonymous programs. So in Al-Anon, we just use our first names only. Quite often we use our last initial, mine is R. And we do that for a great purpose, and that is because we are all there for our common purpose, which is that we have friends and families that are alcoholics or addicts. And it doesn't matter if we're teachers or businessmen or busboys, that's not important.
Can you share with our audience what Al-Anon is and then also specifically the Al-Anon family group?
Absolutely. We call them family groups because we believe that Al-Anon is it's a family organization. It's a fellowship of friends and families of alcoholics. Alcoholism is a family disease. It's a disease of relationships. And first of all, it is a disease. And so it's a disease that affects us, everyone in the family. It can affect your neighbors, your grandparents, your children, at work. It affects everything. So that's why we refer to it as Al-Anon family groups. Okay. It's made up of groups of all kinds of people dealing with the disease of alcoholism. It is a 12-step program, but the anonymity makes it a safe place for people to come and get help.
Okay, and can you clarify, Al-Anon is a group and Al-Anon family groups is a separate group of the support, or everybody joins in the same meeting?
It's all the same thing. Al-Anon Family Groups is Al-Anon, A-L-A-N-O-N. It gets confused with AA quite a lot, Alcoholics Anonymous. They're sister programs, but they are two very different programs. Many similarities. We follow the 12 steps, of course. We get sponsors. We do have meetings. But it's for everyone in the family. We do have an Al-Ateen organization that's for younger kids, and that would be posted on our website, which I'll give you that information later, but it's for everybody.
Okay, and what can one expect if they attend a meeting? What happens there?
That's a good question, because it takes a lot of courage for someone to come to their first Al-Anon meeting. The anonymity is partly for safety. It could be that your alcoholic is not too crazy about you coming to get help at first. If you come to a meeting, and right now, of course, we're on Zoom only. We have two Zoom meetings active in Juneau right now. But if you go to the website, there are Zoom meetings everywhere in the state. And if you would like to be truly anonymous, you can go to a meeting, pop into a meeting in Anchorage or in Homer or in the Valley or in Fairbanks. Or you can join us here in Juneau, which we would be very happy about. But you come to a meeting, everything's anonymous. You'll just hear us. We read a standard opening that explains what Al-Anon does and that you are welcome there. You can share or you can choose to not share. There's usually a topic of the day. It might be detachment. It might be recovery. It might be boundaries, how to set a proper boundary and how to handle that, how to deal with, how to deal with many things. We stop somewhere in the middle. It's volunteer donations only. There are no dues or fees for Al-Anon. And everyone kind of shares a little bit. That we share experience, strength, and hope in Al-Anon. We don't give advice. We just kind of have a lot of common problems dealing with alcoholics. And we are there to give comfort and understanding to the alcoholic, not to sit around and talk about our alcoholics, which is what a lot of people think that's what we do there. It is not. This program is for us. It's about us becoming happy, being able to be happy and serene, whether the alcoholic is drinking or not. And it can really improve the family situation. There's in one of our daily readers, they talk about the alcoholic, algebraic expression, A plus B equals C, A being the alcoholic, B being the family or the Al-Anon, and C being the situation. And A cannot change at all, can still be drinking, but if B changes, C will change automatically. And we really feel like if you get the help from the friends and families of Al-Anon, you can improve your situation at home, whether the alcoholic is drinking or not.
So I imagine in the meetings, a lot can come up for participants. Does the support between the individuals who attend, does that extend outside of that meeting space?
It does. That's an excellent question. It is a fellowship. We recommend you get a sponsor so you have a mentor to help you through the program. If you someone you can call no matter day or night, and that's something you can work out with your sponsor. You'll meet people in the program that you feel comfortable with, that understand, like perhaps few others can, what you're going through. You can call them and they can say, oh yeah, that happened to me one time. Here's what I tried. And you can get some ideas at a meeting. You can ask for help at a meeting. You can ask for suggestions. Again, we don't give advice, but it can be very helpful. I've had people come back after a few weeks and just say that that's the first time they've had any hope in years after an Al-Anon meeting. It can be pretty magical.
It's very powerful. Yeah. Who leads the meetings?
Usually we have a different chair every week. Someone volunteers to chair. Some meetings you sign up. Someone just, whoever feels like it. Someone might come in and say, I have a topic today. I really like to talk about detachment with love. I need to detach from my alcoholic daughter. I came into the program because I had a teenage daughter who was drinking and drugging. And by the way, since we're on this, It's a program for alcoholism, but it's sort of a fill-in-the-blank program. We have most people who are alcoholics are also abusing drugs. And a lot of the people that come to Al-Anon are having problems with drug abuse in the family. So we deal with that as well. And you decide whether you belong with us or not. There's nothing that you qualify to get in. You decide for yourself.
Denise, are you comfortable sharing a little bit more how Al-Anon has impacted your life?
I am. I have a lot of alcoholism in my family. I have four sisters, two of which are alcoholics. My father died addicted to opioids after an accident. I married an alcoholic who died a few years ago. My uncle died of alcoholism. My children watched their paternal grandfather die of alcoholism. It's pretty prevalent. It's hard to throw a stone and not hit alcoholism or addiction anywhere in our communities these days. So what really brought me to my knees and brought me into the program was a 15-year-old daughter who was not living at home, running back and forth between her father and I. We didn't know what state she was living in. We didn't know where she was. Nothing has been so painful as that, as any parent would know. It could be your child. It could be a spouse. It could be a neighbor. It could be a friend, a coworker. But when it's a daughter, when it's a child, it's a difficult situation. And I came in, we were calling the police at that time. She was getting violent. It was getting pretty, pretty terrible. However, when I got into Al-Anon, I learned to detach and that I could love her. And I called my husband after not speaking to him for 10 years. He came up. My daughter moved in with him. Together, we worked on getting her sober. She's clean and sober today, 10 years later. And it's a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. She said, it saved my life. I believe it saved her life. My stepping back, stop checking her pockets, stop pouring out the booze, stop following her around, stop calling her teachers. I stepped back and she found her way. And that's a lot what Al-Anon's about. It's about changing ourselves and our attitudes and allowing our alcoholics to have the dignity to live their own lives and make their own choices and have their own consequences of their actions. So it changed my life in such a profound way that many years later, I still come to Al-Anon. I want to help other people the way it helped me.
So for those listening who may feel inspired to try that thing that maybe has seemed very scary, and that is to seek help, how do they get connected with meetings in Juneau? Or you mentioned they could also join a meeting in other parts of the state.
Right. First of all, I'd like to say that 40% of our members are referred to us from professionals and therapists and doctors because they see people suffering physiologically as well as mentally and spiritually. It's a spiritual program, but it's not a religious program. If you would like to join us, there's a website in the state of Alaska, and it's Al-Anon. So it's al-anon-ak.org. There you can find a list of meetings and Zoom meetings and access anywhere in the state. You can also find the two Juno meetings. There's one on Tuesday and there's one on Saturday morning. And you can join us with video, or you could join us just with audio, or you can join one of the other groups if you feel more comfortable. We'd love to have you. You don't have to share. You don't have to say a word if you don't want to. If you just want to listen, some of us cried for months before we could summon up the courage to share what was going on in our lives. But you go to an Al-Anon meeting and you hear your story, things you didn't think anybody else was experiencing. And you find out that you're not alone and you don't have to do this alone. You have friends that can help you. And it's a wonderful thing.
And are you finding that more people are attending via these Zoom meetings? I think that could probably help a lot with someone joining for the first time to be able to just call in and enter that way. Are you finding an uptick in participation?
No, quite the opposite. I think there's less people that usually go to Al-Anon on a regular basis are not comfortable with Zoom, perhaps, or perhaps they are on the phone all day. I had one person tell me, I'm on the phone all day. I'm on the computer all day. I just can't do another computer meeting. And so there's that sort of thing. And I think people are struggling. So an uptick? No, I wouldn't say so. That's one of the reasons I'm really grateful for this opportunity, because people can't get help if they don't know we're here.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to share the resources of website and contact information on our Juno Afternoon page. We'll have this interview posted, and you're going to get us that information that we can share there. Anything else you'd like to share today, Denise?
Well, I'd just like to say, if anyone's interested, I'm going to post my contact information. And if you'd like, you can give me a call or an email, and I will send you a newcomer packet, which will explain more that I didn't have time to explain here. And if you're even considering it, it'll come in a real plain envelope. It won't say anything about Al-Anon, and I'd be happy to send that to you. And thank you again for this opportunity.
Denise, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your story with us.
It's my pleasure. Keep up the good work.
Okay, take care. That's going to close out another edition of Juno Afternoon. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. To listen to individual interviews, see links to the events we discussed, or to be on the show yourself, check out our website at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Shelley Delaney hosts tomorrow. We'll meet local jazz fusion trio 247 and hear about their new album. And CBJ Parks and Rec will be on the show to update us on the plan for the Juno Trails. Juno Afternoon is produced by Shelley Delaney and is a product of the KTOO Arts Department, which is made up of Shelley, Scott Burton, and myself, Cheryl Snyder. This summer, we have the good fortune of Mandy Nguyen joining us as a fellow. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Juno Afternoon today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Thursday's program.